Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kovchas, Yevamos 108, and on the bottom of Kovchas Amabes, the Gemara goes back to an earlier statement by Rabbi Elazar and explains that our Mishnah was said by two different Tanayim. That one Tana says that if you have a situation where the first husband has given a get and the second husband, the woman, the minor girl, does miyu and she refuses the marriage, that this Tana is of the position that the refusal of the second marriage nullifies the get of the first husband. And the second Tana is of the position that the miyun of the second husband does not nullify the get of the first husband. And the Gemara now wants to know, man Tana, who are these Tanaim who are arguing about this? So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, so Rav Yehuda taught, in the name of Rav, Maidach Siv, what do we do with the verse that says, Mei Meinu Bekesev Shasinu, what do we do with this verse from Eicha, which literally means our water we drink for silver, and our wood, meaning to say we had to pay an expensive price for our water and for our wood. Meaning to say that in order to learn Torah, which is compared to water, we need to pay money for it. We needed to pay money just to learn Torah, and our wood, in order to, they do a play on words, in order to receive the counsel of the words of the Torah, the advice of the words of the Torah, by comparing the Eitz Tzenu, our wood, to Eitzah, to counsel, b'mechir yavo. We needed to pay to in order to get the advice of the Torah. So this verse says the Gemara was fulfilled in a time of danger, b'shas sakana, a very, very sad story, in a time of danger that the rabbis decreed that when it was decreed upon the rabbis that they weren't allowed to learn Torah, nisbaksha halachazu. This halacha was sought out. We want to know who are these Tanayim. Hare shayatza mirishon begetu misheni b'miyun, in this circumstance where the first husband divorced her via divorce and the second husband divorced her by what's called miyun, by that under those circumstances where the second one does miyun, ma'usha tachsol rishon, is she allowed to return to the first one? Do we say the miyun of the second one nullifies the get of the first husband or not? And we didn't have an answer to it, and so we wanted to know what the answer was. So we wanted to ask Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was in prison for teaching Torah, and so what do we do? Scharo adam echad ba'arba meo zuz. We went and we hired somebody for 400 zuz. And this person went to the prison, v'shau es Rabbi Akiva, the Beis Hasurin, and this person asked Rabbi Akiva in the prison, the Asar, and Rabbi Akiva said she's not allowed to go back to the first husband. And then she asked, and then we asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira ben Itzivin, and then we asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira and Itzivin the Asar, and he also prohibited it. Now, first of all, 400 zuz is an enormous amount of money, because we know that a ksuba is 200 zuz. And so the ksuba is basically the idea of how much you can support somebody for a year. So 400 zuz means basically you could support somebody for 2 years on that basis. So they spent an enormous amount of money just to get a question to Rabbi Akiva and to ask him what that question was. Why did they need to ask both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira this question? So the Iyun Yaakov explains that we need to understand why everything was doubled. Why did they ask this question from Rabbi Akiva and also from Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? It was a time of danger. It should have been enough for them to only ask one person. And so the Iyun Yaakov explains that they learned this out from the verse that the Torah drips like water. Rabbi Akiva was compared to water, who's like a spring that's always overflowing. And by Divrei Torah, you also have to take counsel. And so therefore, they wanted to take counsel from Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who was a yoetz. He was called a counselor. The Aruch HaNer also explains, why did they ask both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Because he said that since the matter was relating to something that was called Davar Sheba Erva, which was a matter of about licentiousness, and then they were concerned that maybe Rabbi Akiva prohibited it because he was in the land of Israel, and there they were stricter about Erva, they were stricter about licentiousness more than the other cases, but outside the land of Israel, maybe it would be permitted. So therefore, they also sent a question to Rabbi Yehuda, who was in Nitzivin, which was outside the land of Israel, to see if he permitted, and he also prohibited it. The Aruch HaNer asks also, Why in the first incident do they send one person, and the second incident it says that they send two people, because they asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira and he prohibited it. But why did they send two people to ask Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira? And so one thing is that the Rif and the Rush, they have the version of this incident, and also in the second incident that they also asked one person. However, on all of the Gemaros, they have that in the second incident they send two people. So the Aruch HaNer explains that in the first incident, the question was about returning, being machzer grishaso, whether a man who divorced his wife is allowed to remarry her, which is a matter of erva, which is a matter of licentiousness. And therefore, they said that Rabbi Akiva was strict, maybe it's only in the land of Israel, so therefore they sent to ask him the question. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira, who was outside of the land of Israel, since he also prohibited it, however, in the second incident, which we didn't really get to, which is the question of Shnios, which is not a question of Davar Sheba Erfa, and so therefore they sent this question with two men, one to Rabbi Akiva and one to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira, because they didn't know if they were going to be successful to ask Rabbi Akiva, because he was in great danger. And so that's the question. But the bottom line is that this is so sad, but it also shows the tremendous dedication they had just to ask a question. They would hire somebody for such an enormous amount of money just to ask a question for Rabbi Akiva in prison.